Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Most meetings of the City University of New York's Board of Trustees come and go without controversy, but last Monday's decision by the board to shelve an honorary doctorate for playwright Tony Kushner has sent ripples through the city's academic and intellectual community. One trustee, Jeffrey Wesenfeld, urged the board to reconsider the honor based on what he said were Kushner's views of Israel, a characterization the playwright has taken issue with. A meeting of the Board of Trustees tonight is likely to reverse the decision, but not before several other CUNY honorees, including former Mayor Ed Koch, voiced their criticism of the university's decision. And this isn't the first time honorary degrees have raised the issue of academic freedom or of, indeed, a university's honor in who they grant them to. But the discussion has taken on a special tone in New York City, home to both CUNY and Kushner. Joining me now to talk about the details of the CUNY controversy and of how academic freedoms factor into this debate is Scott Jasik. He's the editor of Inside Higher Ed, and he wrote all about this and other honorary degree disputes for the site this morning. Welcome back to WNYC, Scott.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, listeners, we know many of you have ties to CUNY, whether you're a student, a faculty member, or an alum, and there's been a very strong reaction to this story and the decision by the Board of Trustees to table the honorary doctorate for playwright Tony Kushner. So we are going to open the phones to hear from our listeners. Give a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And do you think that an honorary degree is up to the university to give, that politics ought to matter, or do you think that you take issue with how the Board of Trustees handled Tony Kushner's nomination? Are you concerned about other instances of controversial honorary degrees or controversial graduation speakers? 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. And this is not about Mr. Kushner's views or politics per se. It's more about academia, higher education, academic freedom. So call in and share your thoughts. And you can also go to our show page and comment there, WMYC.org. So, Scott, let's talk about this. Everyone else is, right? There is some nuance to what the CUNY Board of Trustees decided last Monday. What was the vote specifically? What did it mean that they shelved the degree? And we should let everybody know that it was really from John Jay College, which is a part of CUNY.
Right. Well, the procedure at CUNY is that the individual colleges nominate candidates for honorary degrees. At John Jay, it worked up through the faculty, then the administration, then it goes to the central board. Typically, these have been approved. This was the first CUNY honorary degree that the board didn't approve. And what they did technically was to table it, but because at the time there were no board meetings scheduled prior to John Jay's graduation, it would have effectively prevented the honorary degree from being awarded, although after the uproar, they have scheduled a special meeting of the executive committee for today.
Do we know much about what happened at the board meeting on Monday?
Sure.
Benno Schmidt, who is the chair of the board, said that there had been a mistake of principle and policy at CUNY. What does that mean?
Well, one trustee, as you said, raised the issue, and then it appeared that they wouldn't be able to get the votes to approve any of the nominees because they were presented as a slate. And then what they did is they divided out the Kushner from the rest, approved the rest, and tabled Kushner. The issue principle that Benno Schmidt, who's the chair of the board, referred to, I mean, different people think about this issue in different ways. Some people
Scott,
see the principle, yes?
I'm going to interrupt you. There is a problem with your line. So we're going to have you hang up, and our producers are going to call you back. So why don't you go ahead and do that? And while we get back in touch with Scott Jasik, we're going to take your calls, and we'll have him right back on the line because he's our go-to guy on all of these issues. But right now, let's take a call from James, who is in Queens. James, you're on WNYC, and thank you so much for calling in. This is certainly been a topic that has gotten everybody talking. And James, I'm sure you have an opinion about the CUNY-Kushner controversy. What is it?
Yes. As far as the procedures, I've never heard before a reconsideration of a vote. The trustees have made a vote. It was unanimous, and Tony Kushner was turned down. And I think you're wrong. I think it is about politics. It's not just about procedures. I don't think it's about – I think that WNYC should be ashamed of itself because it did not report it, and it should have been reported earlier. And it is about if an American Jew can voice his opinions, and he was supposed to be judged by his praise, by his achievements. And it's so preposterous that this trustee pointed him out for the sole purpose of his political views. And it's outrageous that Tony Kushner was libeled and slandered because of his opinions, which were grossly maligned and exaggerated. He is a supporter of Israel, and he does support Israel. He may not support the policies, but this is outrageous. And it's a shame that WNYC took so long to confront this issue.
All right, James, I want to thank you for your call. James had a couple of points. I want to correct James on two things. First, WNYC has reported on this story from the day it broke in our newscast throughout. Number two, we did not say that this was a mistake of principle and policy. That is a quote from the chair of the board at CUNY, Benno Schmidt. So I want to be very clear. I was reading a quote from Benno Schmidt. And number three, we do have our guest back, Scott Jasek. I'm sorry about your line, Scott, but I think we've got a better line now. And you were, before we went to that call, explaining what happened at the board meeting. I'm going to ask you to pick up that thought because some of that could not be heard.
Sure. Well, basically, there are a number of reasons why people were upset about the vote. One is that some people believe that politics shouldn't be relevant at all here. Tony Kushner was being honored as a playwright. What he thinks about Israel is irrelevant. Then there are another group of people who believe that the real problem, sort of like this last caller, is that Tony Kushner's views of Israel were totally distorted. Tony Kushner would be the first to admit that he is both a critic and a defender of Israel. His views are complicated or nuanced. But there's some who think that that what was terrible that happened was that his views were distorted. He was made into some sort of anti-Israel monster. And then there were also people very upset about the process, the idea that a careful faculty deliberative process was rejected at the last minute with no notice so that either Kushner or the faculty could respond.
Let me just get us back to the process for a moment, Scott. The Faculty Senate at John Jay College, and correct me if I get something wrong here, had nominated Kushner for the degree, right? And there were about 40 names on the list.
Well, the Faculty Senate takes nominees, vets them, then they present their choice to the administration, and then it goes from there to CUNY Central, where it eventually goes to the board. Now, the board historically has approved them because there is a thorough process for vetting nominees.
And so this was going to be a business-as-usual board meeting, right?
That was everyone's expectation.
And the usual process is they would just vote yay or
right.
Yes.
On matters that involve academics, that involve faculty rights, on many of them, boards of trustees are the ultimate power of everything at the university. The norm would be if a trustee sees something on the academic side of the house, something involving the faculty, they might pick up the phone and say, hey, we should get some faculty reps here to talk about it, or reach out in advance. This wasn't a surprise nomination by the John Jay faculty. So no one's saying that the alternative is a complete rubber stamp by the board, but there is a sense of how one has these discussions. In this case, I suspect had the faculty been alerted and had there been a discussion prior, that the board wouldn't have done what it did and wouldn't be dealing with the evident embarrassment that I think some feel.
But let's take a step back and talk about honorary degrees in general.
Sure.
And put politics aside for a moment. There are a few universities which don't give out honorary degrees, right? Cornell, Stanford, MIT, and a few others.
And they are, on the one hand, they are spared controversies like this. On the other hand, honorary degrees get big names at graduations. They are a tool to attract big name speakers. Most graduation speakers receive an honorary degree. And they are an honor that a college or university can bestow on a prominent person that is valued by many of the people who receive them. I mean, Kushner was honored. Kushner has a bunch of honorary degrees, but this clearly meant something.
All right, let's take a call from Linda. She is in Brooklyn. And Linda, you have something you want to contribute to the discussion.
Yes, I'm a faculty member at CUNY, and I think this is, you know, a terrible embarrassment for the whole City University of New York to have happened. But I also think that it raises questions about the very idea of having this board of trustees sit in on any kind of academic decisions at the university. I mean, this guy's an investment banker. They do not represent the community. There's no labor leaders. There's no community leaders on the board of trustees. They don't have to have any kind of educational leadership background. This is an outdated system, way outdated. And I think this debacle should raise a conversation about doing away with the board of trustees.
Linda, I thank you very much for your call. And that goes, Scott, to your previous point. Had the academic community there at CUNY been brought into the conversation, this might have been avoided.
Certainly. Now, if you kicked off all investment bankers from boards of trustees, college boards would be pretty empty, or at least many of them would. The other dynamic that you have at play here is that boards of trustees of public universities are typically appointed by governors. CUNY's board is appointed by governors and mayors. And terms are staggered, so you don't, even though you now have a Democratic governor in New York State, I believe most of the CUNY trustees are appointed by his predecessors and by the mayor. So you tend to have a political mix on public boards of trustees, and you do tend to have a lot of business leaders. The question is, there are business leaders who work very effectively at delegating authority and respect to the academic side of the house, and there's some who don't do that.
And while Linda is embarrassed, and she points out that she is a CUNY faculty member, you note in your piece several examples of controversial honorary degrees at other universities, Arizona, Northwestern, of course, Robert Mugabe, who holds or who held, I should say, many honorary doctorates, has had them revoked. Here at Brooklyn College, there have been some controversies around these kinds of degrees. So CUNY is not alone in having had this kind of controversy.
Not at all. You see it pretty much every year. I mean, take President Obama. The University of Notre Dame was criticized by anti-abortion people for having him as a speaker and a recipient of an honorary degree, even though he supports abortion rights. The same year, Arizona State invited him to speak and didn't give him an honorary degree, and that was widely mocked.
So, Scott, does this raise some questions about academic freedom on campuses and universities, which are supposed to be about the free exchange of ideas, and yet there is always this question of who gets an honorary doctorate and why, related to their political views?
Well, again, the question is, should it be their political views? Are you honoring, I mean, some universities regularly honor prominent political leaders. Obama was following in a series of U.S. presidents who have been honored by virtue of their position, not because they are Democrats or Republicans. Many state universities routinely give an honorary degree to a new governor the first time the governor is in office. So many view honorary degrees as honoring people who are eminent in their fields, and by definition, that will include some political leaders. In the Kushner case, I think what so angered people is that he wasn't being honored for his views on Israel. He was being honored as a great playwright. And in the same way that you wouldn't, you know, people gave honorary degrees to Albert Einstein for his contributions to science, more than his views on Israel. Lots of people who get honorary degrees have views on Israel one way or the other. I think it was the idea that there had been, that a political litmus test had been created that so angered people.
And Scott, I only have about 30 seconds. The board is meeting again tonight, correct?
Yeah, the executive committee is meeting tonight, and there is every expectation that they will approve the degree, hoping that this controversy goes away.
All right, hoping that the controversy goes away indeed. Scott, if it does not, we will have you come back and walk us through what happens next. I thank you so much. My guest has been Scott Jashek, author, editor of Inside Higher Ed. And if you want to see his piece, he wrote about this and other honorary degree disputes for the site this morning. I'm Jamie Floyd. We'll have to leave it there. In for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And tomorrow, Brian's guest will be Newark Mayor Cory Booker, and Brian will be back. I hope you join him.